Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I am Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, Marcia McGraw. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today, Marcia.
I'm doing well.
Great. Well, Marcia is our agricultural field crops expert, extension agent, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about and things related to that. And if anybody's been out of their house in the last month or so, then you know that planting season has already started in Yadkin and all around our region. And that means there's a lot of heavy equipment on the roads, tractors, moving implements, and that sort of thing. So there are a lot of things that us as motorists, we need to think about. And Marcia, if you could share some of those things with us today, it would be great.
Yes, we do have a lot of tractors and things on the road right now. These guys are really trying to get things planted with the weather being as it has been. They're sort of probably in a hurry to get things done. So just want to remind motorists that there will be a lot of slow-moving vehicles on the road right now. Most of that farm equipment will probably travel at a much slower rate, maybe between 5 and 15 miles an hour. So just make sure and give those guys and the tractors plenty of room to operate. Know that they will probably take wider turns and may travel in both lanes of traffic to properly turn or get down the road to where they're going. Just kind of watch for turn signals or hand signals. The person operating that equipment may be trying to communicate with you to kind of let you know if it is safe to pass or that kind of thing. So just kind of keep an eye on them as well. Try not to pull out in front of farm equipment. I know sometimes we want to get ahead of that so that we don't have to worry about passing, but try not to pull out in front of the farm equipment and make a stop in front of farm equipment because it is heavy and, you know, they may not be able to stop as quickly with that big machinery. And also just, you know, try to avoid distractions and just kind of keep an eye out for things and just pay attention behind the wheel, especially around these big tractors and things that'll be in the road.
And be patient. I have read somewhere at some point in time that some research said that the amount of time you actually spend behind the slow-moving farm equipment in a reasonable length of time actually just equates to about the time you'd be sitting at a stoplight. So
that is correct.
A little patience.
Just be mindful of those guys and let them get their jobs done.
Well, we're talking about farming and farmers. And of course, farmers, they are in full swing and they're busy and they've either applied the burn down product or they're going to do so very soon. Marcia, tell us first of all about burn down product and then what the farmers need to be thinking about and doing at this point.
That's right, Danny. Most of our guys do use paraquat when it comes to their burn down and they're getting their fields clean to plant. So I just want to remind everyone that there is a new training that will be required this year with any of the paraquat products for the 2019 label.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to now do an online training in order to use those products or to purchase those products. Just want to kind of remind everyone that the EPA is requiring them to complete this online training. There have been several deaths related to paraquat. Mostly because there is being stored in the wrong bottles, and people are mistaking it for something to drink because it has a green type color. So there have been some deaths related to that. Some of the trade names that may be included for paraquat might be a big one is Gramoxone. Parazone is another one, or Firestorm. So any of those products that contain paraquat. So this applies to anyone who applies, mixes, or handles the paraquat, and they must be a certified applicator. So that is a change. I think before you could actually spray under someone's license, but at this point, you must be a certified applicator to apply, mix, or handle this product. Non-certified persons working under the supervision of a licensed applicator are prohibited from using the paraquat, including the mixing, loading, and applying. Some of the products that are being sold during this growing season are still under the 2018 label, so this only applies if you buy any of the product with the new 2019 label.
Okay.
So like I said, it is a training that they will have to go online. That web address is www.usparaquattraining.com. Again, that's www.usparaquattraining.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a 45-minute video that they'll need to watch, and then they will complete a quiz upon watching that video.
Right.
They will have to make 100% on the quiz in order to get the little certificate that it'll print out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very difficult quiz. If you pay attention to the video, you can pass the quiz.
Right.
And this training will be required every 3 years. So every 3 years, you will have to update and go in and do this training.
It seems like a minor thing to do when you're dealing with chemicals like this, you really do want to know exactly what you're doing and make sure you're doing it the right way and are being safe.
That is correct.
Our guest on Extension today here on WIFM is Marcia McGraw. Marcia is the Agricultural Field Crops Extension Agent with Davie and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension. And Marcia, for a lot of years, weed management, pretty simple for everybody, basically, Roundup Ready crops, right? But now that's not really working anymore. What's happening now?
Yes, we are seeing some resistance to the glyphosate, especially in this area. Some of the resistant weeds that we've been seeing, and this is in our immediate area, are to the red root and palmer pigweed, some of the common ragweed, mare's tail, and water hemp. We have seen some glyphosate resistance, which in the past, typically the Roundup has taken care of that.
Right.
So what we need to do is we need to kind of, I guess, set back and then look at our weed control and kind of what we're doing to control some of these weeds, because we're finding that the easy way is not working anymore. So just have a few tips here that I want to give out to guys to kind of take a look at their weed management programs and maybe some things that they can do to avoid using the glyphosate products, which seem to be not working as well anymore.
Yeah.
The main thing is you want to be able to identify the weed before it gets too large to control.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the control needs to occur, you know, while the weed is 4 inches or smaller. So once it gets above 4 inches, it starts getting more difficult to control. If you do make the first application and it doesn't work, never assume that the second identical application is going to do any better. If your first application didn't work, then the second one is probably not going to work as well.
Right.
You know, you do need to be out in the field scouting and looking at things and noticing things after you do spray. Is everything around this particular weed dead, and that's the only one that's still alive? You know, to make sure that the area that is dead wasn't an area that you might have missed or something like that. But if you see one weed in the midst of a bunch of dead weeds, then you know you've got an issue there.
Right.
You also need to be mindful of, you know, was the weed too big? Did you use the wrong chemistry to spray that weed? You know, did you use the wrong nozzle on your sprayer? Mm. Sometimes that can make a difference as far as, you know, how things are killed. And the main thing is don't be afraid to ask for help. If you see that you're having a problem or the product that you're using is not working or you seem to have some resistance out there, you know, give us a call. We can come out and look at that, maybe make some suggestions or, mm-hmm. you know, things that you could possibly do to take care of that problem. If you do have a few weeds popping up here and there in your field, hand removal is always a good thing, a good option. I know that takes time, but, you know, if it's just a few here and there, hand removal, you know, might be the best. And, you know, just kind of always remember that good weed control will require a good herbicide plan, and you want to utilize multiple effective modes of action,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just one, which has kind of gotten us in the situation we're in right now with
right.
everybody using the glyphosate, because it was an easy option.
Right.
We are starting to see that resistance, so we want to try to use some different modes of action to take care of some of these weeds that are popping up now.
In other words, successful farming is never a simple task.
It's not.
Never. Marcia, if anybody has questions about what we talked about today or anything's related to this, they can contact you. What's the best way to do that?
Yes, they can contact me at the Yadkin County Extension Center, and that number is 336-849-7908.
Terrific. Marcia McGraw, always a pleasure, and you're always a wealth of knowledge about what's going on with the farming. We appreciate it and look forward to our next conversation. Marcia McGraw, Extension Agent with Davie and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension. Thanks for joining us today.
And thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us here on Extension Today on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.